The Arab Families Working Group, AFWEG, is a collaborative, interdisciplinary research working group of 16 scholars working in 9 universities and research institutes internationally. Here's AFWEG's founder, Dr. Suad Joseph, describing the nature of the group.
The Arab Families Working Group is a group of 16 scholars whose research focuses on youth and families in Egypt, Lebanon, and Palestine, and their diasporas in the United States and Canada.
Established in 2001 at the American University in Cairo, AFWEG is now co-housed at the University of California, Davis, and the American University in Cairo. AFWEG was founded and is directed by Suad Joseph, Professor of Anthropology and Women and Gender Studies at the University of California, Davis. The 16 AFWEG core group members are leading scholars, planners, and practitioners who have worked very closely with policymakers, NGOs, and other professionals in the region on issues of Arab families and youth. AFWEG core group member Zaina Zatari.
Significant about AVFG is the ability to bring people from different countries, regions, theoretical background, disciplinary background, and professional background together. Instead of everybody working in their own silos, we have economists and historians and anthropologists and, et cetera, people who are working in nonprofits and others who are very, very esteemed in academic work, all coming together to think through some of the issues and queries that I think are very important for our time today.
A central mission of AFWEG as a group is to conduct socially relevant research and to work closely with key regional institutions in Egypt, Lebanon, and Palestine in order to inform policy and planning with rigorous, empirically based research. Here's Dr. Suad Joseph again.
First and foremost, goal that we have is rigorous research. The second goal that we have is outreach. Working with NGOs, government agencies, other scholars, community groups for whom the family is an important site of their own action. To share our research, to collaborate with them in terms of what kind of research they are doing that could influence or shape what we're doing, and to have exchanges. So the second goal of the group is to make our work available to community groups on the ground working with Arab families and youth. The third goal is to try to translate some of this work into policy messaging so that decision makers have more rigorous evidence-based research to shape their decision making, their policies, their approaches to dealing with legislation or other kinds of policies that affect families and youth. So those are the three big arenas. And side by side with that, we are committed to literal translation, meaning taking our work, most of which is published in English first, and translating it into Arabic to make it available to local groups and to policymakers.
As the only long-term, team-based research group on Arab families, the 16 members of the AFWEG core group are achieving their objectives by carving out an innovative approach to data gathering, analysis, writing, and dissemination. AFWEG is engaging in cutting-edge, comparative, collaborative, multi-sided, and interdisciplinary research projects on Arab families and youth in Egypt, Lebanon, Palestine, and their diasporas in the United States and Canada. Here is Dr. Joseph.
We innovated a model of research that is unparalleled. There isn't any other group that I know of that's been working together for 10 years on a single topic where the research is collaborative and comparative and interdisciplinary on Arab families and youth. So the research itself, I think, is one of the distinctive contributions we've made. And we've made this publicly available on the AFWG website. We translate our work and put it on the website for free public access. The second, I think, was our outreach. Bringing in NGOs and community groups to work with us and share what we have managed to accomplish. Again, I think that's rather unusual and innovative approach for a research group to be committed to making sure that community groups and NGOs share in the work that we're doing. The third arena is that training. Again, I don't know any other group that's out there that is a sustained research group that commits itself to training another generation of scholars to do this kind of work. That's a rather unusual commitment that we've actually practiced and carried out. And our last two grants from the Ford Foundation is precisely for training to researchers. We're training the next generation of leaders to develop evidence-based research for their policies and their work for change. The fourth, I've said three, but the fourth area really is where we have our, where we've done less work, but I think is important with our efforts to do so, is getting our work into policy friendly formats so that decision makers can have this research available to them in briefs.
AFLAG's research contextualizes Arab families and youth in relation to historical transformations, state-building projects, and globalization. The research provides a grounded view of the diversities of families and youth within the context of class, nationality, religion, and ethnicity. Core group member, Nadine Naber.
There are two factors that really excited me about working with Arab Families Working Group. One was the collaborative aspect of it, and the other is the kind of critical approaches to the study of Arab families.
By conducting comparative research on families and youth under conditions of war, violence, displacement, and migration, AFLAG's research directly addresses often neglected problems of this core social institution, which affects all sectors of society in these countries. By proactively engaging key actors through stakeholder workshops and ongoing discussions, AFLAG is expanding avenues for more productive planning. AFLAG offers a new approach to research and dissemination through collaborative and comparative work across disciplines. Here's Dr. Joseph.
AFHG will no doubt continue doing its research for some time to come. The group is very committed to continuing the kinds of projects that we have. We're planning in the immediate future a conference that will take place in Cairo in May of 2012, focusing especially on the role of families in the Arab Spring and the impact of the Arab Spring on families and youth. But we will be planning other fora and continuing to publish and continuing to translate our work into Arabic.